Greetings, I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 5, verses 31 through 38. And today we come to the close of Jesus' rather lengthy presentation prompted by the pushback from the religious leaders that stem from Jesus' healing at the Pool of Siloam on the Sabbath. That was the problem. So this entire presentation has really been about Jesus making his identity and his role as the Son of God and as God himself clear to the Jews and especially to the religious leaders with whom he is speaking. Now, the last section runs from verse 31 of chapter 5 through verse 47. Now, this is too long for one 10-minute devotion, but it's not really long enough for two 10-minute devotions, so this will be an odd break in the middle, but let's handle it in two and might be a little briefer, perhaps, than our normal devotion. But let's begin in verse 31. He said, "If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true." Now, Jesus didn't mean to imply that his self-witness was unreliable. Everything Jesus says is true. In fact, he says just the opposite of this a little later in the Gospel of John, which helps us to understand that we need to take a closer look at what we read in verse 31. But listen to what he says in chapter 8, verse 14. He says, "Even if I myself testify about myself," Jesus replied, "my testimony is true because I know where I came from and where I'm going." So when Jesus testifies about himself, he's telling the truth. So why does he say here that it is not reliable? Well, it's not reliable in the ears of those who are listening. The Jewish people have rejected his testimony. These religious leaders have rejected his testimony. Now, further, in the Old Testament, two witnesses were required to convict someone of a crime. It took two eyewitnesses to the crime. We read that in Deuteronomy 17:6. It says, "The one condemned to die is to be executed on the testimony of two or three witnesses. No one is to be executed on the testimony of a single witness." Now, Jesus is not being accused of a crime, but the point that Jesus makes is, if you want more witnesses, if you want others to testify to what I'm telling you, well, here they go. And depending on how you count these witnesses, Jesus is going to give us four or five more testimonies that confirm and affirm what he said. We're going to hear it from John the Baptist. We're going to hear an affirmation from the Father. We're going to see an affirmation in the miracles, in the Old Testament scriptures, and in the testimony of Moses. Won't get to all of that today, but we'll begin. Verse 32, "There is another who testifies about me, and I know that the testimony he gives about me is true." Verse 33, "You sent messengers to John, and he testified to the truth." Now, this John is John the Baptist, and John the Baptist had, well, he was the first prophet that had been sent in 400 years, and he clearly pointed to Jesus as the Messiah. And John the Baptist was very respected amongst the people, and even some of the leaders, though most of the leaders failed to heed his message of repentance. But Jesus says, "John the Baptist also said that I am the Messiah." Look at verse 34. "I don't receive human testimony, but I say these things so that you may be saved." Jesus is saying that he didn't need the testimony and the confirmation of witnesses. He knew who he was, but God sent these witnesses to testify for the people's sake, for the Jewish leaders who are pushing back against him, for their sake, that they might see the truth and believe. Verse 35, "John was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light." So for a while, the Jewish people, they loved John the Baptist and they listened to him, but their fervor faded over time. Now it says here that John the Baptist was a burning and a shining lamp. He was a lamp in that he lit the way to Jesus by shining his light. Now, it's interesting here that John the Baptist is called a lamp, but Jesus in the gospel is called the light. Jesus is the light of the world. John was not the source of light. He was a reflector of it. John was a small light that pointed the way to Jesus, but Jesus was the true and is the true light. Look at verse 36. But I have a greater testimony than John's because of the works that the Father has given me to accomplish. These very works I'm doing testify about me that the Father has sent me. Now, the works that Jesus is referring to are his miracles. Jesus has done great miracles, and those miracles are proof that what Jesus says is true. Now, remember in John, in the Gospel of John, he always calls the miracles signs. He doesn't call them miracles. They are miracles, but he calls them signs because those miracles have a purpose, and the purpose is to testify that Jesus is the Messiah. And so not only is John the Baptist affirming the testimony of Jesus, but the miracles also affirm that same testimony. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, there are other people in the Bible who performed miracles, and they're not the Messiah. Well, true. There are other people in the Bible who performed miracles, but those people through whom God did miracles, they never claimed to be the Son of God. God was sending his power through those people, and through that, God's purposes were being accomplished. But this is different. Jesus performs miracles by his own hand, and the miracles serve as confirmation of who he is and what he says. Look at 37. The Father who sent me has himself testified about me. You have not heard his voice at any time, and you haven't seen him. Now, how has the Father testified about his Son? Well, there are a number of ways in the Gospels that we see that there is a direct testifying of the Father. When Jesus was baptized on the Mount of Transfiguration, during the crucifixion, in the resurrection, God speaks. The one event there that had already happened at this time was the baptism. Let me just read that to you. It's in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. It says, when Jesus was baptized, he went up immediately from the water, and the heavens suddenly opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove coming down to him, and in a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased. And so God himself affirmed the testimony of Jesus. But the Father also testified of Christ in the words of the Old Testament. And that's what we'll see in tomorrow's devotion as we continue our study. Friends, thanks for watching or listening. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. Further info at noeldeer.com. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.